भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 58 कृष्ण मैरिज फाइव प्रिंसेसेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। का त्वं कस्यासि सुधोणी सुश्रोणी कुतो वा किं चिकीर्षसि मन्ये त्वां पतिमिच्छन्ति सर्वं कथय शोभने। का त्वं कस्यासि सुश्रोणी कुतो वा किं चिकीर्षसि मन्ये त्वां पतिमिच्छन्ति सर्वं कथय शोभने। का त्वं कस्यासि सुश्रोणी कुतो वा किं चिकीर्षसि मन्ये त्वां पतिमिच्छन्ति सर्वं कथय शोभने। सुश्रोणी कुतो वा किं चिकीर्षसि मन्ये त्वां पतिमिच्छन्ति सर्वं कथय शोभने। कात्यं कस्यामि सुश्रोणि तो वा किं चिकीर्षसि मन्ये त्वां प्रचिमिच्छन्ति सर्वं कथय शोभने। माताजीस् पात्यं कस्यासि सुश्रोणि कुतो वा किं चिकीर्षसि मन्ये त्वां पतिमिच्छन्ति सर्वं कथय शोभने। का हु त्वं यू कस्य हूज असि आर यू सुश्रोणि ओ यू विथ ब्यूटिफुल वेस्ट कुतः फ्रॉम वेर वा और किम व्हाट चिकीर्षसि डू यू डिजायर टू डू मन्ये आई थिंक त्वाम यू पतिम अ हस्बैंड इच्छन्तिम सीकिंग सर्वम एवरीथिंग कथय प्लीज टेल शोभने ओ ब्यूटिफुल वन। अर्जुन सेड ट्रांसलेशन अर्जुन सेड हु आर यू ओ फाइन वेस्टेड लेडी हुज डॉटर आर यू एंड वेर डू यू कम फ्रॉम व्हाट आर यू डूइंग व्हाट आर यू डूइंग हियर आई थिंक यू मस्ट बी लुकिंग फॉर अ हस्बैंड प्लीज एक्सप्लेन एवरीथिंग ओ ब्यूटिफुल वन। टेक्स्ट 20। श्रीकालिंद्युवाच अहम देवस्य सवितुर्दुहिता पथिमिच्छति अहम देवस्य सवितुर्दुहिता पथिमिच्छति विष्णुं वरेण्यं वरदं तपः परमास्थितः परममास्थितः। श्रीकालिंदी सेड आई एम द डॉटर ऑफ द सन गॉड आई डिजायर टू गेट एज माय हस्बैंड I desire to get as my husband and the most excellent and munificent Lord Vishnu. And to that end I am performing severe penances. As Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out, Srimati Kalindi correctly understood that Lord Vishnu, being the source of all benedictions, is the supreme husband and can thus fulfill all the desires of his wife. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमद् भागवतम इज नाउ कमिंग टू द पॉइंट ऑफ द वेरियस वेडिंग्स ऑफ श्री कृष्ण विथ हिज प्रिंसिपल क्वींस। सो वी आर कमिंग टू द वेडिंग डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ श्री यमुना देवी। श्री यमुना देवी इज अ मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट इंटीग्रल पार्टिसिपेंट ऑफ श्री ब्रज लीला। When Sri Krishna declared that he is going to come down in Golok Vrindavan, Radharani fainted and it was very difficult to revive her. After reviving her, Sri Krishna asked her, "Why did you faint like this?" She said that, "I am very much worried and in pain to hear that you are leaving Golok Vrindavan." He said, "No, I am not going to leave alone. I am going to take you with me." She said, "If there is no Vrindavan, if there is no Sri Yamuna, if there is no Govardhan, I will not come down." Sri Krishna said, "Knowing your heart, I have already sent 84 kroshas of Golok Vrindavan along with Yamuna and Govardhan to Mother Earth." So Radharani was very happy. So it's very simple to understand that the association of Yamuna Devi that we have today on earth in our life is due to the mercy of Radharani, because she insisted upon that. That is why Sri Vrindavan Dham, Sri Govardhan and Sri Yamuna descended on Mother Earth in the material world. So Sri Yamuna's presence actually is the reason of adding beauty and glory and transcendence to Sri Vrindavan Dham. It is said that Sri Govardhan and Sri Yamuna, when they will disappear, at that time Ghor Kali Yuga will start. So even currently, whatever auspiciousness is present, a lot of credit goes to presence of Yamuna Devi and Sri Govardhan in Sri Vrindavan. So here we know that Sri Yamuna Devi is performing tapasya under her own waters at the area near Delhi. You must have heard the story that when the Pandavas had a discussion with Kauravas and then they offered very cunningly a deserted land to them. That's called Khandavprastha. So this Khandavprastha was a forest, absolutely useless land in one sense. And that is also to be given to princes like Pandavas. It's very insulting actually. But still, when you have Sri Krishna with you, everything can be transformed into most unbelievable, amazing, inconceivable situations. So Sri Krishna thought that I will feed Agni also. So he burnt the Khandavprastha forest along with Arjuna on the chariot. And at that time Agni Dev consumed everything. He was satisfied. So lots of weapons and quivers and bow was given to Sri Krishna by Agni Dev out of satisfaction. And Sri Krishna was resting under a tree and he felt thirsty. So he told Arjuna, "Please go and fetch some water from Yamuna." Because Yamuna Devi froze in Delhi, in Hastinapur. So there is a long story. Before we come to this exact pastime, we'll bring also another story. How Yamuna Devi descended from spiritual world. Yamuna Devi was ordered by Krishna when Bhumi Devi was benedicted by Krishna's words that he will come down. So definitely Jamuna Devi was told by Krishna, please descend to the material world. So she does Krishna's parikrama in Golok Vrindavan, and then immediately Viraja River and Ganga Devi join her. So they are also ordered to go by Sri Krishna to go down. So that is why she is Sri Krishna's Patrani. She interrupts Viraja by her tremendous speed, although she accumulates her, and she leaves the door of the Nikunja of Golok Vrindavan. Nikunja is a place where Sri Krishna performs his confidential pastimes with gopis. Then she comes down and touches many, many brahmandas, universes. Then she enters the opening, Brahma Vivara it is called as, the opening made by Vamandev's big toe when he raised to subdue Mahabali. At that time there was a ched or laceration, you can say a hole, made by Lord Vamandev's feet. She entered through that, along with that even Ganga enters. And then she enters the local Vaikuntha that is there in a Brahmanda, which is presided over by Lord Ajita Vishnu. That is in the material world, here, in the one particular Brahmanda, which is within the Dhruva Mandala of the Brahmanda. From there she enters many, many Swargalokas. As she enters the beginning of the Brahmanda, then she descends from Brahmaloka to all the heavenly planets, touching the planets of all demigods. Then she comes upon Sumeru Parvat. It is explained that when she came with great speed on Sumeru Parvat, the many peaks of that Parvat got smashed because of her tremendous speed. Then she went southwards, and there she got separated from Ganga. Then Ganga goes to Himalayas, Yamuna goes to Kalinda Parvat. That is why she is called Kalindi, daughter of Kalinda. She breaks many, many mountain peaks there also, and then she reaches Khandavan. And there she sat down under her own waters, assumes her personal form, and she starts doing tapasya. It is explained that she was quite focused, that she wanted only Sri Krishna to be her husband, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing well that he is the ideal husband who can fulfill everybody's desires, including the wife's desires. So she requested her father to create a mansion. So her father, Suryadev Vivaswan, created a very beautiful palace under waters. And there, under her own waters, she sat down for tapasya. And from there, this scenario that we are on Bhagavatam today starts. So when Sri Krishna is now already burnt the Khandavan along with the help of Arjuna and is resting, now it's a barren land, huge land. Resting, is thirsty, so Arjuna goes to fetch water from Jamuna and he sees a beautiful lady there. The lady's description is there. She is of Shyamavarna. She is having exact color of Sri Krishna. She is wearing the garland of lotus flowers. She is actually also described as four-armed in some places, in two-armed in some places. And her eyes are so effulgent, prafulla, and as fully blossomed lotuses, lotus petals. She is Param Sundari, supremely, divinely beautiful. And she is just walking around at the bank of Jamuna, And men like Arjun, who are very intelligent and very learned, he saw her, and in a deserted forest, no one is there, no habitation, no people living. Suddenly a most beautiful looking, attractively dressed woman is just going around. Naturally a question comes, what is she doing over here? So that's what Arjun is asking her. What are you doing over here? Who are you? What is your idea of being over here alone? Looks like you are looking for a husband. It's called body language, The science of body language. Even when we are talking to people, many people who are people oriented like preachers, counselors, doctors, lawyers, and so many businessmen who have to meet so many people, they become very expert in understanding the intent of a person. Because communication, it is said that 30%, I'm not sure, but about 7% is only by verbal when you speak. Rest all, most of them is by non-verbal, body language. The way we conduct ourselves, knowingly, unknowingly, unintentionally, whatever we have in the heart is always expressed through our body. And a little part of that is expressed through our tongue, our words. So naturally her body language was such that Arjun could feel that she is actually looking for her husband. And directly he asked, "Oh beautiful lady, please let me know what is your intent. Are you looking for a husband?" And of course it is said in Marathi that when you go for a chas, you should not hide your pot. Takala jaun bhande lapu nahi. So she was very open. She was there for a long time, you know, worshipping, doing tapasya to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a husband. So why would she say no? She, and of course she knew that Sri Krishna is there, very close by. Now the time of attainment of the laksha, that is goal of her tapasya, is already there. So why would she hide? She said, "Yes, I am looking for a husband. I am looking for Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, as my husband." So then he came back with water, he drank, and he told Krishna, "There is a beautiful lady who says that she wants you as a husband." It is said Sri Krishna immediately got up, immediately went to her, immediately took her hand in his hand and accepted her husband. This is Sri Krishna. Yamuna Devi is his beloved consort right from spiritual world. It is explained that when Sri Krishna created the whole Golok Vrindavan, from his left side of the body Radharani appeared. And then from Radharani's body, gopis and the queens appeared. But very specifically, from the chest of Sri Krishna, a divine effulgence appeared and Govardhan was created in Golok Vrindavan. And then from his left shoulder, Sri Yamuna Devi was created. Also it is described that when Sri Krishna created so many millions upon millions upon millions upon gopis in Sri Vrindavan along with Radharani, Lalita and Vishakha, he performed Ras Lila over there. In the kunjas and nikunjas that he created. And all the gopis, when they were dancing with so much of love with Sri Krishna, in spiritual world of Golok Vrindavan, divine sweat from their body, you know, came out of the bodies of gopis and Radharani and Krishna. And all that got collected at a huge, illustrious, beautiful ambrosian pond of water. And Radharani saw that water, is so inspired. So this water is so inspiring, even to behold. So beautiful and so transcendental. I want to give this reservoir of water for form of a flowing river. And thus by her desire, that reservoir of water collected by the sweat swathe of, divine swathe of the bodies of gopis came into being as Sri Yamuna Devi. And she beautified Golok Vrindavan unlimitedly. So this is the origin of Golok Vrindavan. I mean, Sri Yamuna Devi. So already she is eternal associate and consort of Sri Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. This is the divine Leela on Mother Earth. So how she took birth, you know, every divine personality, even including Sri Krishna, when they come down to appear in the material world, they have some means, some Leela, some activity. Like Sri Krishna came in through Mother Devaki and Vasudev, he appeared and then he was transferred to Gokul. Like that, Yamuna Devi also physically came down as a river, but at the same time she took birth as daughter of Surya Dev Vivaswan and his wife Samdhya, also known as Usha. And Samdhya Devi was always worried about the extraordinary effulgence of Surya Dev. She was a great devotee of the Lord, but at the same time, the extraordinary effulgence of Suryadev she was not able to bear. Still she somehow united with Suryadev. First time out of fear. So Suryadev said, from this union a personality will be born because of whom everybody in the material world will be fearful. To him, I mean, they will be fearful of him. And he is Yamraj. So she was very sad. She felt, "Oh my God, this is my approach. Whatever consciousness it prevails at the time of union between husband and wife comes down in the form of the child. With the consciousness of the child becomes also same." So next time she gathered herself and really prepared her mind and somehow happily united with Suryadev and said, "Now a daughter will be born." and she will be in the form of a river. And whoever will take bath in her divine waters will be freed from the fear of Yamaraj. That was the benediction. And that was Yamuna Devi. Yam and Yami. So that is the very birth of Yamuna Devi. Tells us the divine purpose of Yamuna Devi. Everybody in the material world is fearful. The predominant feature of life in the material world is fear. Of course, it is based upon Krishna Bhuliya Jeev, forgetfulness of Krishna and trying to enjoy. But that kind of life with forgetfulness of Krishna, endeavoring to enjoy sense gratification, is predominantly, you know, featured by fear. And more so when you go down the species. Human beings also are fearful. But you see birds, you see reptiles, you see fish, more of fear is there. Every time they take one morsel of grain, they are fearful. But the fear is there in tiger also, lion also, please understand. Every living entity has fear. But that fear can be mitigated when one takes bath in water of Yamuna. The fear of birth and death, the fear of suffering, the fear of suffering and ongoing onslaughts of material world, the pains, the tortures that we go through. So Yamuna Devi is playing a very important role. Of course, she is one of the most integral element of the part, the leelas of Sri Krishna. But at the same time, when she is transcendentally associating with Sri Krishna and the gopis and Radharani to give them pleasure, to create substrate for the pleasure, to create an important environment for their pleasure, she also is another side, very benevolent, very merciful, very kind upon the living entities. All the personalities in the sense, Radharani and gopis, everybody else, Sri Krishna also, at one level they are all enjoying with each other and demonstrating the beautiful pastimes of Golok Vrindavan. But the element of compassion is also there simultaneously. You never forget, like Narad Muni also, when he saw Jagannath Baldev Subhadra's form, it was an ecstasy of extraordinary, unbelievable love that he felt. But at the same time he also was thinking how to get this darshan to the material world. To the people who are suffering in the material world. If I have enjoyed so much by beholding this beautiful form of Lord Jagannath and experiencing unique love which I never felt before, why not that same be available to those who are suffering in the material world? So instantly when he was in ecstasy, he requested, Lord, would you please appear in the same form so that I can assure that whatever love I felt seeing you, everybody else will feel just by looking at you. So this is a unique feature of the divine personalities, that however transcendentally enjoying they must be with the Lord, but the aspect of compassion which is there in them is never hidden, is always active. And that is Yamuna Devi's unique dual situation. So you see that the Yamuna Devi, Krishna had many wives. He married Rukmini, he married so many wives, and all of them were in Dwarka. She is the only unique wife who is Brajvasini, stays in Vrindavan. And Sri Krishna had so much faith that when he was about to leave this material world, he told Parikshit and Vajranab that when I will leave, my wives will be very, very upset. They will be mourning like anything. So please do not forget to take them to Brajbhumi, to Yamuna Devi. So Parikshit Maharaj and Vajranab, they led them into the agonizingly crying wives of Sri Krishna, was so much in pain, separation from Krishna. So they were brought to Yamuna Devi, and Yamuna Devi was like, her waves were coming up like anything, expressing that, I mean, you can feel that she is so happy and blissful. So all the wives were wondering, Hare, she is our co-wife, and we are also upset, how she is so happy. See, they inquired with her, how you are also one of our wives of Sri Krishna, our co-wife, and how you can be so happy with so many waves coming up and down. He said, this is the secret of living in Vrindavan. The simultaneous separation, simultaneous happiness, inconceivably together. And all is because of Radharani's presence in Vrindavan. Because we are all expansions of Radharani, her associates, we have that secret confidential understanding and experience of simultaneously being joyful while we are in separation also. So please go to Kusum Sarovar, to Uddhava, and he will reveal you the secret of Radharani's mercy. So it was by Yamuna Devi's mercy the pain of separation of Sri Krishna, of the wives of Sri Krishna, were mitigated because she led them, she guided them, inspired them to go to Uddhava, and Uddhava spoke 30 days Srimad Bhagavatam to Sri Krishna, to Sri Krishna's wives. And thus immediately they were relieved of all their pain, although Sri Krishna was not there physically. They felt the presence of Sri Krishna through the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam. And where? What is Kusum Sarovar? Kusum Sarovar also is waters of Jamuna. The pastime goes, I'll tell you briefly, all the gopis were searching, plucking flowers from Kusum 1, and Sri Krishna disguised as a gardener and chased all the gopis away and then revealed his form to Radharani, and Radharani was so relieved to see him as gardener, and she was so scared before. Then he asked her, what do you do with the flowers? So she said, we wash them every day in Jamuna. So let's go to Jamuna. So he said, no, I'm very shy. I can't walk with you alone all the way from here in public to Jamuna. So he said, don't worry, I will bring Jamuna over here. So he dug a hole with his heel and he invited Jamuna to come there. And what is now today, you see as Kusum Sarovar, the beautiful expanse of water reservoir, is Jamuna Devi herself. And then the flowers were washed by Radharani in that pond of Jamuna water. And then instead of every day, the gopis and Radharani would make garlands and beautiful ornaments of flowers and would offer it to Krishna in the evening. On that day, Sri Krishna, after washing those flowers in the waters of Jamuna in Kusum Sarovar, decorated Radharani's hair with all those beautiful flowers. And today also that beautiful Kusum Sarovar stands there with all the glory of Sri Krishna serving Sri Radharani, making her hair, dressing her hair with beautiful flower garlands and ornaments. So we can see each and every pastime of Sri Krishna somehow or other is connected with Jamuna. Sri Krishna is an expert Nataraj. Everybody knows. He danced over the hoods of Kaliya. No one can dance on an unstable platform. Okay, I was always keep wondering how he must have danced. You know, there are thousands of hoods of Kaliya, and each and every hood is moving up and down with anger, filled with poison, and then Sri Krishna is dancing upon him. So that art of dance was taught by Radharani to Sri Krishna at the banks of Jamuna. And what he would do at the banks of Jamuna, when she would teach him, he would purposely put wrong steps. He was so expert, he can learn instantly anything, but he would put purposely wrong steps so that he can extend his association with Radharani. And she is so simple hearted, she would teach him again and again, again and again, again and again, at the bank of Jamuna. And afterwards, long time repeatedly teaching him, she would come to know that actually he is cheating. Then she would get angry and she would go away. Also, if you go to many shops in Brajbhumi, you'll find many huge paintings of Radharani sitting on the higher platform and playing flute, and Sri Krishna sitting on the ground like a disciple and learning flute from him. So she's also Sri Krishna's flute teacher, Bansi Guru, also at the banks of Jamuna. And you can see, today since morning I was meditating on Imli Tala, because Gaur Purnima is coming very close by. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after traveling all over Brajbhumi, entering in Mathura, then going to Kamyavan, then going to Nandagaon, then going to Govardhan, visiting all the places, going to Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, and again settling down in Vrindavan, which place he chose to sit down? The banks of Jamuna. Because he liked the beautiful darshan, ocean-like flow of Jamuna. He liked it very, very nicely. Because Jamuna is always filled with beautiful sounds of cuckoo birds, peacocks, chakravaka pakshi, the swans swimming in the waters, beautiful thousand-petal lotus flowers settling in Jamuna. Such a divine atmosphere. Sri Jamuna Devi, she creates bashpa, the vapors, for many, many feet above her flowing level. Then there are so many beautiful flowers she is giving rise to. Then there are so many pollens, beautiful fragrant pollens floating in the vapors above Jamuna. Then the breeze comes and takes all the vapors with the fragrance of pollens and flows towards where Sri Krishna is. What is the role of a hawa, vayu? It is shital, it is cool, it is fragrant, and it is manda. Very beautifully, it is not disturbing, like, you know, you don't start getting your clothes all flying off your body. It's very pleasantly with fragrance and slowly and coolly touching the bodies of Radha and Krishna and give them such a beautiful pleasure. That situation was there at the bank of Jamuna. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he sat down, he felt so much in divine blissful experience. So he sat down there. And he chose that place for his worship every day. He would go and eat at Akrur Ghat. Madhyanne Akrura Bhojana. And he would spend most of the day sitting at the banks of Jamuna, gazing over Sri Jamuna Devi. All of you will be very happy to know. The scriptures explain that if one beholds the beauty of Jamuna, one who glances over Jamuna with love in the heart, that glance over Jamuna can give you love of Godhead. Same with Brajbhumi also. Just by looking at Brajbhumi with feelings, love of Godhead can be generated. And Sri Jamuna Devi is bestowing everybody by her presence, love of Godhead, just by glancing over her, just by being cognizant of hers, just by looking at her with devotion, with love. She will give you love for Sri Krishna and Radha in your heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the association of Jamuna Devi, sat there and chanted Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that the Gaura Varna of Gauranga Mahaprabhu became blue under the tree of Imlitala. At the same place, when Sri Krishna was present and he left the company of gopis because of their so-called pride in their heart, he sat there, he could not think of Radharani. He sat there and thought of Radharani, and Shyamavarna Sri Krishna became Gauravarna at the same tree, the bank of Jamuna. Sri Jamuna Devi is so fortunate that as soon as Sri Krishna arrived in the material world, appeared in front of Devaki Vasudev in the prison of Kamsa, he became a baby. At the end of his conversation, told Vasudev to carry him across Jamuna. The first thing, as soon as Vasudeva entered Jamuna, Sri Krishna fell down in Jamuna. Some scriptures say that his lotus feet came out and she touched him. She was so eager, she was waiting. Since the time Bhumi Devi went and announcement was done, and since that time she has come down and she's been flowing. She's waiting for Sri Krishna's mercy. So she just flew over, flooded herself to the lotus feet of Krishna, and then Krishna fell down from the basket. So the first thing he did is he took bath in Jamuna. Maybe his mother also was not able to give bath to him. It's such a short time, and only one time she fed him breast milk. So Jamuna Devi instantly became Sri Krishna's Charanamrita as soon as Sri Krishna arrived. And then everybody knows how many millions of times he took bath in her, he jumped in her. From the Kadamba tree he jumped in the waters of Jamuna to subdue Kaliya. He used to become Mendak, you know, the frog. All of the cowherd boys will become frog, and the way the frogs would jump from the land to the waters of Jamuna, he would also go. So in fun, in pleasure, in leela, he would do Nauka Vihar in waters of Jamuna. There are Jalakili. All the gopis would take bath with Krishna in the waters of Jamuna regularly. Jalakrida, Jalvihar, Jalakili, Nauka Vihar. This is all the beautiful pastimes of Krishna took in the Jamuna. You go ahead, the Jamuna, the bank of Jamuna is a very, very place where Sri Krishna performed his first class leela. Bansiwad is the banks of Jamuna. And all the kshetra that we have today, covering Keshi Ghat, Bhramar Ghat, Nityananda Vat, and Bhramar and Imlitala, all that is Rasamandala. And all the gopis, there Ras Leela was first performed at the banks of Jamuna, and then millions of times after that. So Jamuna Devi creates such a beautiful atmosphere for the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This reminds me, when I think of Bansiwad, that even the deity of Gopinathji was found in the waters of Jamuna. Madhupandit Mahashoy was, you know, wandering in the forest of Vrindavan like a madman, calling out Radha and Krishna's name, and he became in ecstasy. He fell in Jamuna. And there he became conscious and he found the Murti of Gopinathji. And he came out with the Murti of Gopinathji, installed Sri Gopinathji at the banks of Jamuna near Bansiwad. Today also we have the temple of Gopinathji. So you can see Jamunaji's situation is very unique. We have pastimes of Kaliya Mardan, we have pastime of killing Keshi at the bank of Jamuna. At Keshi Ghat, at the bank of Jamuna, Sri Krishna is standing with threefold bending form. Rupa Goswami tells that he is standing at the bank of Jamuna. Anybody who has material desires, do not go there. Anybody who has some aspirations and plans for sense gratification, please do not go there. He will steal everything from you. So be careful before going there. And if you go there at all, be ready to lose everything. Shyam Sundarji, the bank of Jamuna, is stealing everybody's hearts and giving them love and devotion. Then Ras Lila, then Bhramar Ghat, the beautiful bumblebee revolving around Radharani, and Radharani speaking to bumblebee. The Bhramar Geet was sung at the bank of Jamuna. Then the Shruti Chari Gopis, they performed worship of Jamuna, took bath in Jamuna. And at the end of the bathing of Jamuna, Sri Krishna came there and stole their clothes. That is called as Chirghat. There are two Chirghats. One Chirghat in Vrindavan, one inside the village near Ramghat. So that pastime took place at the bank of Jamuna. Sri Nityananda Prabhu waited for Sri Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to call him. And till that time he spent lot of time at the bank of Jamuna. At the banyan tree called Nityananda Vat, which is later called Nityananda Vat, originally called as Shringar Vat, where Sri Krishna would decorate Radharani personally. If you go to that place, there is a beautiful diorama there, where Radharani is being decorated by Sri Krishna. And that is at the bank of Jamuna. And that is where Nityananda Prabhu stayed, shedding tears in memory of that beautiful pastime, shedding tears. There was a big pond created by the tears of Nityananda Prabhu, the bank of Jamuna under Nityananda Vat. Then Imlitala, of course, we already described. Then Akrur Ghat. A very famous pastime took place when Akrura was taking Sri Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. He halted at the border of Vrindavan and Mathura, where Jamunaji was flowing. And there Akrura went to take bath, and he went in the waters and he saw Sri Krishna and Balaram in the form of Sheshashayi snake and Krishna as Vishnu, Sheshashayi Vishnu. So Vaikuntha Darshan was done underwater of Jamuna to Akrura. Now all the Brijvasis had darshan of Alpha Vaikuntha that time. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to experience this pastime. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking lunch at Akrur Ghat, one time he was so eager, he told Balabhadra, I want to take bath. I want to experience the Vaikuntha darshan as the Brijvasis experienced. So he jumped in the water of Jamuna at Akrur Ghat. And he went to the bottom of Jamuna, and it was ecstasy. And many hours he didn't come out. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his assistant, Krishna Das Rajput, and Sanodiya Brahmin, all of them were so worried. They didn't know what to do. So they all jumped in the waters, and they went to the bottom of Jamuna, and they found Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unconscious for hours together. And they brought him out. And that is the time Balabhadra Bhattacharya decided ki, now we should leave Braj, it is becoming too much. Then he gave the reasons of people inviting, you know, there are 20 invitations per day, I can't accept all 20, it's too difficult for me. But the reason was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, which made him lie down under Jamuna's water for hours together. And then he came out and asked all the four, why did you disturb my vision of Vaikuntha? I was experiencing the vision of Vaikuntha as Sri Krishna gave all to Brajvasis. So this pastime also took place at Akrur Ghat, in the banks of Jamuna. Then at Ram Ghat, this is the month, very soon Chaitra is going to begin, very soon. The month of Chaitra and Vaishak, 2 months, Balaramji came with the message of Krishna to pacify the gopis. But he was enjoying with his gopis, Ras Lila, and the trees. Varun Dev sent his daughter Varuni in the form of a beverage oozing out of the trees. Through the leaves, intoxicating beverage which Balaram would drink, and he drank and he was intoxicated in love. His eyes were reeling. He sat down relaxing and he called Jamuna Devi, come, I want to take bath in your waters. Jamuna Devi thought, this is a drunkard man, it's just avdhut, unpredictable personality. I do not understand. How can I respond to his request? She didn't go. And Balaramji raised his plow and smashed it on the ground and pulled her and divided her into many, many streams. Said, "You proud lady, you are so proud of your vast, wide, you know, patra, flow. I'll break it into pieces. I'll make it thread-like." And he divided Jamuna into many, many, many streams, insignificant streams, and pulled her towards him. Looking at that, Jamuna Devi running came out, understanding the very prowess of that. He is not ordinary personality, he is Baladev, the supreme personality of Godhead, the first expansion of Sri Krishna. She came with folded hands and she said, "My Lord, please forgive me. I didn't recognize you. Please, I want to serve you. Please forgive me." And then Lord Baladev entered in her and took bath along with his gopis and had beautiful pastimes in the waters of Jamuna. And Jamuna Devi made her best presentation of her waters to Baladev to please him. Then Nandaghat, Sri Krishna's father, after worshipping Ambika Devi, he was taking bath in the waters of Jamuna. Technically it was not so, but still Varun Dev had his own plan of taking darshan of Sri Krishna. So he declared that it's a wrong time that he is taking bath after sunset. He sent his soldiers and arrested Nandak Baba and took him underwater, and arrested him. Apparently he was arrested and brought down, immediately as soon as he arrived, he gave him a singhasan and made him sit down. I was wondering, what kind of arrest is this? I'm arrested and then I'm putting on the throne. And soon enough, when everybody was upset, they saw Nanda Baba was absent, he was lost. And they saw that he was being arrested. So they summoned, they called Krishna, "Please help." And Sri Krishna jumped in the water of Jamuna again. And as soon as Sri Krishna entered, Varun Dev was offering his pranams, offering his prayers. He came running from his kingdom, whatever palace he had under water, came running out of it. And Nandagam Baba was watching everything, that, "Oh my Lord, my baby is so wonderful, so great, that this king who arrested me through his soldiers, he is himself coming and bowing down to my son, offering prayers of worship and begging pardon that I actually arrested your father for a reason. I wanted to take your darshan." Then he made him sit on his throne, singhasan, and worshipped him. And all that was observed by Nanda Baba with great awe and reverence. "My son is so great." And thus he released his father from there at Ramghat. That is called Nandaghat. This is all took place in Bhaigaon, in the place where our Jiva Goswami was meditating in the hole of a crocodile after getting exiled by Rupa Goswami, also at the banks of Jamuna. At Brahmandaghat, all of us know that Sri Krishna ate the dirt of Jamuna Devi's Raj. And that is the way he purified Mother Earth, the principle of Earth, Bhumi. There are five main principles, Mahabhuta, Pancha Mahabhuta. He purified earth by eating dirt and the bank of Jamuna. The dust of the bank of Jamuna, he said, is so powerful, is endowed with all the secrets and confidential material, confidential understanding of the love of Godhead. See, Jamuna Devi's Raj, you know, when we were digging our land in hospice, well, that is the bank of Jamuna, by the way. We're very fortunate, that's called Baraha Ghat, Adi Baraha Ghat. Varadev came there also, at the bank of Jamuna. And when we were digging, you know, we dug almost 30 feet underground. All that we had heard about Braj Raj was there, and there was no rock under that. Finally, we had to create a cement concrete plinth under 30 feet underground to raise the building, what we have today. And we have collected so many gunny sacks full of Braj Raj, because again everything is now cement, concrete, tar on the road, on the surface of the earth. Where you will see the Braj Raj? The real Braj Raj is at the banks of Jamuna actually. You can see the powder like Braj Raj with all the cows pounded, all the stones and pebbles and stones to a talcum paste powder like material, so that Sri Krishna would never have any pain, any hurt on his lotus feet, which is like soft like lotus, soft like butter, red when you touch with one finger. So that is at bank of Jamuna. Then there is a place called Madanter. Madanter is called Unchi Thor. That means it's a place where Yamuna ji floods that place actually. That is the place at the bank of Jamuna when Sri Krishna was one time enjoying with all the gopis. And the Cupid, the, the demigod of lust. He came there with his flower bow and flower arrow, and he aimed at Krishna's lotus face, so that he thought it's the best environment for me to do my service. Thinking that this one man, many women, I can shoot my arrow of lust and make them completely overwhelmed with the feelings of lust. And when he aimed at Sri Krishna's lotus face, the beauty of Krishna's lotus face was so superfluous, much millions of times more than Rati and Kamdev himself, because they are one of the best beautiful demigods. Rather, they are the best beautiful demigods. But looking at the beauty of Sri Krishna, Kamadev first lost control over his bow and arrow that slipped from his hands. And then later on, he kept on gazing at the beautiful face of Sri Krishna and he melted over there. That is Madan tale. Madan, the demigod Cupid, was fully defeated at the banks of Jamuna. So thus we can see that the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan is always connected with Jamuna Devi, which inspires Sri Krishna to perform loving pastimes. At Mathura, there are 24 ghats. Of course, we have no time to describe all 24 ghats, but you can see that one of the important ghats in Jamuna is Vishram Ghat. And Vishram Ghat, when Mother Earth was placed by Adi Varaha Bhagwan in her orbit, but on Sri Vrindavan Dham, at the banks of Jamuna, Varahadev came and rested. And Bhumi Devi came there with so many questions, and beautiful discussion took place there. And Varaha Bhagavan took bath in Jamuna waters, and he rested at the banks of Jamuna. That's why it's called Vishram Ghat. Originally it was named as Vishram Ghat because originally Varahadev came and rested there. Then he went to Vrindavan, to Adi Varaha Ghat, where our hospice is today. And when Bhumi Devi appeared, she asked many questions, and to respond to her questions, at the bank of Jamuna, Varahadev described the whole Brajbhumi in details. In such details that you cannot imagine. Every place he described, there are many adhyayas, Mathura adhyay, Kamyavan adhyay, Vrindavan adhyay, and so many other forest adhyay chapters. And described each and every place in details to Bhumi Devi. And that is today available as Adi Varaha Puran. All the detailed beautiful pastimes of the Lord are available in Adi Varaha Puran, described by the lotus mouth of Varaha Dev. And Bhumi Devi was so happy and blissful to hear all the pastimes. She went on asking questions more and more and more. And the chapter of Kamyavan is so beautiful, so many excellent stories are there in that Kamyavan Mahatmya in Adi Varaha Puran. And then later on, Sri Krishna came as a boy and performed many pastimes at Vishram Ghat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, took bath at Vishram Ghat. The first thing that he did in Vrindavan, first thing that he entered Mathura, he fainted by coming to know that he has come to Mathura. And it is explained that when he took bath in Jamuna, say for example, if he gets X pleasure while living in Jagannath Puri, from where he left, unlimited pleasure, X also is not a small amount. But when he came on the way from Sri Jagannath Puri to Mathura, he had 100x happiness. When he entered Mathura and took bath in Jamuna, he had 10,000x, that means 100 times more pleasure while taking bath in Jamuna. And when he wandered in Vrindavan, he had 100 times more happiness and ecstasy. So the first experience of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced by the association of Jamuna. And he also took rest over there. So it is a multiply a resting place, the bank. And then Dhruva performed his tapasya, Prahlad Maharaj performed his tapasya. And there are so many tirthas there, 24 tirthas. All the tirthas at the banks of Jamuna in Mathura, each and every one of them, by going there, by thinking about them, by meditating upon them, by taking bath there, by worshipping Krishna over there, by chanting the holy name over there, one can attain love of Godhead and attain kingdom of God. Each and every ghat at the bank of Jamuna and Mathura has been described to be able to give liberation to Golok Vrindavan. The pastime of Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni came across Jamuna and was performing his bhajan over there. All the gopis came to know that he only eats Durva. Durva means the green grass. But they made all variety of items. 56 items of laddus and pakwana. And they went to Jamuna. Jamuna was flooding there. So Sri Krishna said that you tell Jamuna to give way. If I am a brahmachari, true a brahmachari, Jamuna will give way. And they were all wondering, what brahmachari? You're all time with us, all time lustily moving behind us, performing pastimes with us. What kind of brahmachari? He said, you tell Jamuna. So they went and told, in a very simple hearted lady, so they told Jamuna, if Sri Krishna is the brahmachari, the celibate, 100% celibate, please give us way to go across. Immediately Jamuna split. And they are wondering, but they thought we'll think about later on, we'll go now. They crossed Jamuna's bank, they went across, they fed Durvasa Muni all that they brought. And Durvasa Muni also had a great time eating laddus and pakwanas and pudi and pakodas and kheer and everything, and they were so satisfied. Durvasa Muni blessed all the gopis, Radharani also, and they wanted to come back again across Jamuna, and again they saw Jamuna flooded. So they went back to Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni said, go and tell Jamuna that if I have the person who only eats green grass, he is requesting you to give way. So they thought, just now we fed you pancha pakwanas, so many laddus and pakwanas were fed by why witness, we cooked and you ate. They were thinking in mind, of course. What to do? They are sadhu, they cannot question him like that. As per his words, they went to Jamuna and said, the person who only eats green grass is asking you to give way for us. And immediately Jamuna departed and gave way. And they came across Jamuna, walking like a ground. And there was standing Sri Krishna. So they were wondering. Now they had done their job, so they had some time to ask question and answers. Sri Krishna, how is it that you are constantly with us? How you are a brahmachari? He said, I am fully detached. Although I am with you, not attached to you. I just be with you. I give pleasure to you. Okay, we can understand about you. What about that? But he ate everything. He said, even though he ate everything, he ate it like he eats green grass only. He didn't eat it like laddus and, you know, pakwanas and pudi and pakodas and kachodis. He ate it in the bhav of eating green grass only. And tomorrow when he eats green grass again, he will not remember your laddus. Because he always eats everything as green grass only. Then they understood. So this beautiful pastime, Sri Jamuna Devi assisted, you know. She revealed a great truth that how one should eat prasad. Whether it's gulab jamun, rabdi, whatever we like or we don't like, you should always eat ei shakka Krishna aswadilo. We should eat that. This is offered and honored by Sri Krishna. So we should eat only if it is offered and honored by Krishna and in that bhav. So this place, this also pastime to get a bank of Jamuna. Then Gaucharan Leela Sri Krishna performed at the bank of Jamuna. Wherever he would go, finally, every day one demon would be sent by demigods. I mean, in one sense, inspiring Kamsa to send. Srimad Bhagavatam could not describe all the demons that came every single day. So principal demons were explained by Shukadev. But scriptures explain that every single day one demon would come. And by noon, the demon would be killed by Krishna. And then all of the coward boys with Sri Krishna and Balaram, they would take bath in Jamuna and sit at the banks of Jamuna in Kamalakar fashion, in the form of a lotus with Krishna Balaram in between, all the Ashtasakhas in the first round and so many millions of coward boys sitting in a circular form. Very beautiful scene. And they would share the food brought by them from their mother's home, I mean from their house, and Krishna would eat their remnants, they would eat Krishna's remnants, and they would have great fun. And at one time, Brahma wanted to eat Krishna's Mahaprasad. And he knew that after eating every day at the bank of Jamuna, then Krishna comes in the bank of Jamuna and he washes his hands and cleans himself. So he became a fish. He thought, as soon as Krishna will wash his hands, the remnants from his hands will flow in the water and I will eat it. It will be great fortune for me. So Sri Krishna came and was about to wash his hands. He saw the fish in the water. So, wow, Brahma is very intelligent. So he took the water in the leaf cup from Jamuna, went on the land and washed hands. That means even the greatest of all demigods do not get the Mahaprasad of Sri Krishna. And we, such wretched souls, regularly eat Mahaprasad of Gopinathji. Huh? Today morning also I got some Mahaprasad before coming for class. So, Sri Krishna, by performing these various pastimes, is telling us the importance of Jamuna in his own pastimes. The Supreme Goddess of Fortune, Sri Srimati Radharani, also appeared in Jamuna. Of course, in one of the millenniums. She appeared in many millenniums, in various kalpas, in various places, but her principal place that we worship today is Rawal. And what is Rawal? It's on the bank of Jamuna. He woke up in the morning, one fine day, at time of Brahma Murta, which is usually dark, and he saw that there is a great golden effulgence in the bank of Jamuna. So wondering, he saw very closely, it was coming from a lotus, then he saw very, very closely, it was coming from a beautiful girl, which was on the lotus. And Brahma appeared and spoke to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, she is your daughter, please accept her. And from Jamunaji he swam across and he brought beautiful baby Radha to his home. In fact, Nanda Maharaj and Vrishabhanu Maharaj did not have children for so many years. And they became old. They said Nanda Maharaj was over 85. Even Vrishabhanu Maharaj was similarly aged. They were great friends. They discussed that they said that we don't have children. Maybe if we associate with Jamuna Devi, we transfer our residence to the bank of Jamuna, we will get children. So you can imagine they shifted their kingdoms from Nandagaon to Gokul and from Barsana to Rawal. And very soon, at the bank of Jamuna, Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj received Krishna from, they didn't know, from Mathura. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj received Radharani at the bank of Jamuna. They stayed at the banks of Jamuna. And then after some time, about 3 years of time, they travelled from there to Nandagaon, Barsana back. But today what we say as Vrindavan, that Vrindavan is, the real historic Vrindavan is inclusive of Govardhan and Jamuna. Inclusive of Nandagaon, Barsana, Yavat also, that is 20 kroshas, huh? 4 yojanas or 5 yojanas maybe. So that is, Sri Vrindavan Dham is inclusive of Jamuna, Govardhan, Nandagaon, Barsana, Yavat. And in this place, especially in Barsana and Nandagaon, by the mercy of Radharani, no demons came. But Jamuna Devi was an important ingredient everywhere. Then, it's very interesting to know, in Treta Yuga, when Sita Devi was in her Vanvas, she has come to Jamuna Devi, and she worshipped Jamuna Devi. Because she came in Satyayuga. So Sita Devi, when she came in Vanvas, Yamuna Devi was there flowing very gloriously. And Yamuna Devi worshipped her with so much heart. And she said, I will come back after my exile is over and offer you many, many cows and worship you with all my opulence and wealth. That is, she has promised. In Yamuna Mahatma it comes. And then we read the beautiful description of our Narottam Das Thakurji. He says that beautiful pastime, Vrindavana Ramya Sthan Divya Chinta Mani Dham Ratana Mandira Manohara. That beautiful scene of that divine lotus flower with a sitting place in between Radha and Krishna seated on the bejeweled throne. The sakhis are situated on the 8 petals, Ashtadala, and all of them are singing songs and feeding Krishna and playing instruments, and you know, so many beautiful activities they are doing. That whole atmosphere is the basis is Jamuna Devi. This kind of scene is also there in Radha Kund, also there in many other kundas, in Vrindavan Dham, in Bimal Kunda also. But predominantly, this pastime was envisioned by Narottam Das Thakur in Jamuna. Sri Krishna is being served by with Radharani. She is being sitting on the left side. And Sri Krishna playing his flute. Everybody is doing chamar seva, morpanka seva, tambul seva, singing, playing instruments, dancing. This amorous pastimes, Narottam Das Thakur says, I want to keep on beholding constantly in my heart. Sada is puruk mora mane. So we can go on and on. In the end, we will like to read the glories of Jamuna Devi. That there are something called as Pancha Anga of Yamuna. which Garga Samhita describes as Kavacha, that is armor. There is a collection of verses called Kavacha. Then there is Stotra, again some collection of verses of prayers. Then there is Yamuna Sahasranam, describing glories of Yamuna. There is something called as Patala, and something called as Paddhati, to worship Yamuna. When one performs one of these or five of these, the sure way of entering into Golok Vrindavan. Even those who are sinful, who have contaminated intelligence, who argue with devotees, Sri Yamuna can bestow upon them the residence of Vrindavan Dham. In every drop of Yamuna, one can have darshan of the effulgence of Govinda. She has manifested from the left shoulder of Sri Krishna. She interrupts the speed of Viraja river, and by her power she creates the entrance of Brahmanda. Only by hearing her name, unlimited collections of sins get destroyed. It is said, even if you remember Yamuna while you are in Mumbai, it can give you love of Godhead and deliver you back home, back to Godhead. Just by remembering Yamuna, one's offenses are forgiven. She is the rope to come out of the deep dark well of sense gratification of material life. Whenever the most beautiful Yamuna, who is very dear to Sri Krishna, the most uncomparable Yamuna, wherever she flows, she makes it very auspicious for Mother Earth. And the human beings who reside there become very fortunate due to her. Wherever she flows, the eager bumblebees keep singing, peacocks, cuckoos, parrots keep singing and create a beautiful, there's one word called killol or kolahal, that is created at the bank of Yamuna. A divine atmosphere of sound which invigorates each and every one to love Krishna. Even if we develop tongues as many as number of hair follicles, how many? Ayurveda explains there are 3.5 crore hair follicles in your body, on your skin. If we develop tongues in the number of hair follicles of our body, all the saintly people start glorifying her with thousands of tongues, still one cannot reach the end of glories of Yamuna. One who glorifies Yamuna, meditates on her, will attain the Nikunja, specially selected by Sri Krishna for you. So thus, few more things are there, but anyways, in essence, so many gopis were there of various types, you know, Mithila Vasini, Ayodhya Vasini, Sruti Chari, Rishi Chari. Most of the gopis who took from all those ladies, you know, from Ayodhya, from Mithila, or the rishis of Dandakaranya, most of them, when they appeared as gopis, by the mercy of Yamuna, they attained Sri Krishna, and then later on they participated into Vaslila. So today's day we can meditate on Yamuna's mercy and pray to her, because she is the giver of devotion, she is the bestower of mercy, and she can give us love of Godhead just by meditating upon her. And a few words, in today's situation, Yamuna is stolen by the demons at Delhi and no actual water of Yamuna flows to Vrindavan. So all of us are here. We may not be able to participate into that agitation that they are doing against government, in front of government, to release Yamuna and to flow at least release 5% water to come down from there, to come actually in Yamuna. But government is diverting 100% water to Haryana and Punjab. So devotees, Prajbhasis, and many other sampradayas, sincere devotees, are fighting for so many years now. It's almost 5 years. We did so many demonstrations here also. So it is going on now also. On 15th March, there is a rally from Koshi to Delhi, walking rally, and they will be doing presentations and demonstrations in front of government. What we can do, at least we can offer a prayer. If we offer a prayer, we all are sincere devotees, sincerity in the heart, if we offer prayers that let Yamuna come back to Vrindavan. It is not Yamuna Shuddhikaran, please understand. Yamuna is eternally pure. When I was performing somebody's Asti Visarjan there, Radhana Swami told me that even though it is water, is not Yamuna water, because the place is where Yamuna flew before, it is still as potent as before. So we should never think that Yamuna is contaminated. The agitation is called as Yamuna Muktikaran Andolan, to release her from Delhi and bring her back to Brijbhumi to again reinstate the glory of Vrindavan Dham by her real presence. So I request and urge all of you that to support those sincere devotees who may sit in the sun, walk in the sun, and maybe, you know, trampled upon police or government. Please offer one prayer for them and for Sri Jamuna Devi, so that Jamuna Devi can again appear in Vrindavan Dham, and the glory of Vrindavan Dham in the presence of Jamuna can be revived, and we all can take our generations over there to have darshan of beautiful Jamuna, by darshan of whose we can get delivered. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jamuna Devi ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.